In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Would it surprise you that priests actually talk amongst one another when they're preparing their sermons? It actually did me at first. You know, there's an old idea that you don't want to steal somebody else's ideas. But Mother Tanya, who is the priest in charge at Trinity Episcopal, when we were talking about the readings for today, actually had a really good story. And it goes like this. And I do have her permission to use it. But she says she had heard this story where there was a young priest, shortly after being ordained, got his first assignment. He went to the church, and the first Sunday, he preached the most amazing sermon that anyone had ever heard. They congratulated him on that fact afterwards. They fell in love immediately. He gets to the next Sunday. He preaches the same sermon. Again, the people are sitting there saying, "That really is the most wonderful sermon we've ever heard. And even the second time around, we've taken more from it. Thank you." And the third Sunday comes around, and he preaches the same sermon again. And then people come up to him and say, "Well, that really is a good sermon. But why do you keep preaching it?" He looks him in the eye and he says, "I'm going to keep preaching it until you get it." The lectionary cycle for the last 3 weeks has kind of been the same thing, has it not? The last 3 weeks has been about bread. Most especially the bread from heaven, Christ. Now, for a long time, commentators thought that John was actually very simplistic. They didn't think there was much substance in that gospel. They figured he was just parroting things from other gospels. Yet, modern scholarship comes to realize that the Gospel of John is actually one of the most intense, one of the Gospels that has the highest ideals of Christology, of knowing who and what Christ is. Now stop and think about that for a minute. Who knows the first words of the Gospel of John? What does it say? "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now, John doesn't sit there and talk about a Last Supper, so to speak, so people don't think that there's much sacramentality in the Gospel. Yet, it cannot be denied that the passage reading today talks about the very thing that we do and come to church for every Sunday. It talks about the Eucharist, His flesh, His blood, that we come to partake of every Sunday. He talks about a sacrament. Now, this is going to seem a little strange, but in the pews in front of you is a prayer book. I want you to grab it. And I want you to turn to page 857. This is part of the catechism of our church. This can be found in the back of the prayer book. There's also a fantastic section on documents of the church. Documents that tell us where we come from and where we're going to. But most importantly, on page 857 in the Catechism, you have a question and answer. And the first one is, what are the sacraments? "The sacraments are outward and visible signs of an inward and spiritual grace, given by Christ as sure and certain means by which we receive that grace." The Eucharist itself is an outward and visible sign of an inward and visible grace. When we say the Eucharistic prayer, and invite Christ to dwell in the Eucharist, we become a part of that. Now, I want to point out two things that I thought were very important in the Gospel of John today. He talks about his flesh and blood. Now, in Roman times, this actually caused a lot of Christians to get killed, because who wants to be a cannibal? It was an abomination in society. You don't want to be one of the Christians because they're cannibals. Yet, we know this to be true flesh and true blood. He offers himself to the entire world. The world devours Christ. The world literally eats his flesh and blood as a sacrifice for the sins of the whole world for all time. That was a very real thing that happened. In the same way, today, when we partake of the Eucharist, that is his flesh and blood. It is something that is so intimate that if you have ever wondered about a personal relationship with Christ, there's your answer. How much more intimate could that actually be? It is to the point that we consume the Eucharist that we become a part of him and he becomes a part of us. We are united through the sacrifice, and not a sacrifice made every week on the altar, but one that remembers the sacrifice that was made once and for all. That's the sacramental nature of a church. That's where our hope lies. He has gone before and we come after, but we will always continue with him. Amen.